AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A 15-year-old boy who shot and killed five people in Raleigh, North Carolina, is in a hospital in critical condition. The AP's Rita Foley has the story.
There's a lot they still don't know, say authorities. They haven't said how the boy was injured, and they haven't yet figured out why he did this. Governor Roy Cooper.
Today we're sad, we're angry, and we want to know the answers to all the questions. Those questions will be answered, some today and more over time.
He says one thing is clear.
No neighborhood, no parent, no child, no grandparent. No one should feel this fear in their communities. No one.
The mass shooting in Raleigh is the 25th mass killing in this country this year. I'm Rita Foley.
Prosecutors in the case of Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz want an investigation. A juror said she felt threatened by another member of the jury during deliberations. No further details were given. The jury sentenced Cruz to life in prison without parole. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. The Commerce Department reports no change in retail sales between August and September. Continuing strikes at Total Energies Group refineries in France seriously disrupted fuel supplies after the left-wing CGT union rejected a deal over a pay increase that two other unions had agreed to. Long lines of cars could be seen across France as drivers waited sometimes hours to fill up. Climate protesters threw soup over Vincent van Gogh's painting, Sunflowers, in London's National Gallery to protest fossil fuel extraction.
Are you more concerned about the protection of a painting or the protection of our planet and people?
Two people were arrested. The group Just Stop Oil wants the British government to halt new oil and gas projects. This is AP News. A heavily armed U.S. battalion is expected to remain in Lithuania until at least 2026 over fears of Russia's intentions in the region.
Lithuania's defense minister announced the move after a meeting with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Bucharest, saying the decision to extend the rotational battalion shows that the U.S. takes Baltic security seriously and it also sends a message to Russia. The Americans are here and they're not going anywhere. The U.S. Army deployed a contingent of about 500 soldiers to Lithuania on a troop rotation basis in 2019. The forces include the Armored Brigade Combat Teams that have been on exercises in the eastern flank countries since 2017. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tropical storm Carl is moving slowly toward Mexico's southern Gulf Coast. Forecasters say it's not expected to grow into a hurricane, but warn of the danger of flash floods from heavy rains. The storm is expected to make landfall in Mexico late tonight or early tomorrow. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.